Everybody's telling me, Martin, do us first. Do us first. We want the backstage view of the body of Christ. Forget the unbelievers right now. Tell us what we're going to get. Yes, tell us what we're going to get. I hear you. I hear you, folks. And I, Martin Zender, listen to my audience. And so I'm going to do us first. Yes, let's look at what is in store for us at the Dais of Christ, the raised platform where we will receive applause and awards and joy and happiness and a requital of finally we're going to get paid what we're owed. It's about time. I want my money. No, seriously, you know, we get to the point where we do our work as unto the Lord and we just don't expect much. You know, your expectations as you go through life just get lower and lower. Have you noticed that? It's like, okay, forget about it. I'm not going to get what I want in this life ultimately. My hopes and dreams will be dashed for the most part, and so you get used to it. And you become cynical a little bit, and pretty soon you're happy to get a good night's sleep and be able to take a good healthy crap. You know, I actually had somebody tell me that at the post office. This guy said, my life is so been dashed. I'm just happy to have a good healthy bowel movement every day. That was his hopes and dreams had been reduced to just having a good healthy shit. And you know what? Yeah, okay. That's what happens to us. So this is why when you look into the Dais of Christ and you see these awards, everything is going, it has been deferred, but everything's going to be dumped on us at once. The showcase, the winning the lottery. I mean, every game show, remember that show, the $10,000 pyramid? Love that one. I've got a secret. Every game show, every prize ever been awarded is all going to be gathered in one giant heap and dumped on our heads. And we're just not used to thinking that way. So it's a shock that we're even, why should we be rewarded? You see, we're so beat down, we don't even think of rewards. And many people I talk to aren't interested. Martin, I just want to see Jesus. You know, I don't care. I want to see Paul. I want to be changed. And they're not. I just want to be delivered of gravity. I want to be delivered of mortality. I want to be delivered of myself. And you've been so beaten down, so humbled that you don't think anymore about what I'm going to be raised on a platform. It's like, I'd rather not. Just let me crawl into a corner. All right, as long as I'm in heaven, that's all I care about. Ah, but God is smarter than you. He's not going to let you get away with this nonsense. No. And you'll be delivered from your own nonsense. Now, look, I'm the same way. You know, my thrill these days is I go walk barefoot in the cemetery, and I commune with the dead. Not literally. I know they're dead, but I just look at their names, and I think about them. And so it's like, thank you, God, that I'm able to. What? Thank you, God. It's like, what happened to my hopes and dreams of being a best-selling author? You know, what happened to my hopes and dreams of selling a novel that, you know, gets made into a blockbuster film and I win the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay? What happened to those dreams? Now I walk barefoot anonymously through a cemetery and, like, that's as good as it gets. You remember that movie with Jack Nicholson, As Good As It Gets? He walks into the psychiatrist's office and people are waiting there to talk to their shrinks, and he looks at them and says, what if this is as good as it gets? And everybody goes, they gasp. It's like, oh no. So let's look at this. First of all, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. How many times have I brought you this verse? No, that's the wrong question, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, how many times will I continue to bring you this verse? And I dare say, I will bring it to you over and over again. If then you were roused together with Christ, be seeking that which is above where Christ is. I need to take this advice. What am I doing? Walking through a graveyard. What am I doing? Be seeking that which is above. Okay, well, that's what I'm doing now, I guess. So, seeking that which is above. But I don't often do it. And I don't blame myself, to be honest with you. But let's talk about the first part of this verse, because this is what your unbelieving friends are not. If then you were roused together with Christ, okay, they don't apprehend their rousing together with Christ. They don't apprehend their crucifixion with Christ, because that's what you must apprehend before you apprehend your rousing with Christ. We're identified with Jesus Christ in his death, in his entombment, and then consequently in his resurrection, and consequently in his glory. That's what we're going to see here. Read Romans chapter 6, you'll find all of that. If then you were roused together with Christ, be seeking that which is above, where Christ is. He can be located, and that's where he is, sitting at the right hand of God. That's more esteemed than any cemetery or mausoleum on this earth. It's more esteemed than your exploits in the bathroom. I'm sorry I said that earlier, but I just thought of it because someone relayed that to me at the post office, and I was just kind of entertained and amused by it, that this is what many of us are reduced to. And that helps us realize that we've really scaled down our expectations, haven't we? I'm all for scaling down your earthly expectations, but folks, don't scale down your heavenly expectations. But even if you do, again, God's not going to let you get away with it. Be disposed to that which is above, not that on the earth, for you died. How did we die? We died in Christ. Look at Galatians 2:20 as well. I died in the life I now live. I live in faith in the Son of God. Your life is hid together with Christ in God. And here's the money verse in verse 4. I'm in Colossians chapter 3. Whenever Christ our life should be manifested, then you also shall be manifested together with him in glory. You also shall be manifested. That's the dais. That's that raised platform. You're going to be manifested with Christ in glory. That's when all your nonsense, no expectation thing, I just want to curl up in a ball in heaven in a little blankie and be happy. No, I'm sorry, but you're going up to the dais. And many of you think you just cringe at that. Don't worry, God's going to take away your shyness, your reticence to be noticed, to be acknowledged, because you're going to love it at that time where we all will appear. What does it say? What does it say there? Whenever Christ our life should be manifested, and he has not been manifested yet, he's as hid as you are, you also shall be manifested together with him in glory. 2 Corinthians now, chapter 5, verse, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For all of us must be manifested in front of the dais of Christ. There you go. We just read of manifestation in Colossians 3:1, and now we're being manifested in front of the dais of Christ. Wow, this is even better than I thought. I've somehow missed these words, in front of the dais of Christ. This is even better, because I think Christ is on the dais now, and we're in front of it. And I think we're, yes, okay, watch this. I used the analogy yesterday of an Olympic athlete. Let's say the gold medal winner standing on the dais of Christ, and he's there, standing on the dais, the platform at the Olympics. So, and the national anthem is playing, and you get the medal. But imagine that you're up there with, say, the president of the United States. Say the president is sitting right behind you, and you have the full endorsement and the full honor and the full respect and of the president. So the president is actually acknowledging you. You're actually in front of the president. Can you imagine? The president is behind you. You know, when you watch the State of the Union address, and the president is there, and behind the president you see the Speaker of the House and the Vice President, and somebody else is back there, and they're kind of like soft focused in the background, and the president is out front. Okay, reverse that. This is insane. Reverse that. At the dais of Christ, we're standing in front of the dais of Christ. So it's Christ behind us who's backing us, who's giving his full approval of the events there and of the what transpires there. And the fact that Christ is behind us, he's lending full support's a weak word. He's lending full acquiescence Full, yes, full, I want this. I want this for this person. Full, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. This is my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. It's Christ presenting you. He's not away from the picture. So I was looking at it a bit wrong. My vision is being clarified here. It's like God's giving me, to see this in front of, God's giving me a improved set of glasses here. This is even better than I thought. We're in front of the dais of Christ. In front of it. Manifested. And Colossians 3 says, when Christ is manifested, we also are manifested with him in glory. Not only with him, but before him. He presents us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Christ speaking, my son, Martin Zender. Can you imagine all the applause? Woo woo! And you, my daughter, you. And here you come to the full applause of the universe. How much better is that than to have like the International Olympic Committee president. So what? Those guys come and they're standing underneath the dais at the Olympics. You remember? And they come up in their suits and the person on the dais bows down, extends the neck, the medal goes on, they play the national anthem, all well and good. But how much better, say, if the President of the United States came, presented you to the audience at the Olympic Stadium and stands behind you as your national anthem is played. In the case of the Great White Throne, the dais of Christ is going to get to the Great White Throne tomorrow or the next day. Your life is played instead of the national anthem. Who wants to hear that? It's hard to sing. You always cringe, especially at high school basketball games when some amateur attempts, oh, nah, 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 and they just blow it and you cringe and you die and it's over soon, thankfully. But imagine this, your life is played. And behind you, instead of being afraid to look behind you, it's like, is that okay? You have a smiling Christ who can't wait to show the highlights of your life because he was the author of the highlights of your life. And I saw the Kennedy Center honors. It's always good to watch those on YouTube, and they honor different masters of the arts, masters of music, masters of film. And I remember the one with Paul McCartney, and Paul McCartney was sitting there as the guest of honor, and the president was next to him. His wife was behind him, Paul's wife, and of course, Oprah's up there. She has to get in on everything because she's Oprah, don't you know? But anyway, they played Paul's life on a screen in front of the entire Kennedy Center audience, which was a bunch of course, highbrows. And it was just so cool to see Paul's life on screen. What an honor. Okay, take the Kennedy Center honors, multiply it by thousands of 10,000s, put Jesus Christ next to you instead of the president, and don't put him next to you, put him behind you, presenting you. And this is your life. This is your life. Do you remember that show? This is your life. And yeah, there's going to be the embarrassing parts, but everybody's going to titter. They're going to go, and it's going to be fine. And God's going to say, Jesus will say, well, I guess we'll have to get rid of that part, won't we, Martin? Yeah, just get rid of that. So that's going to be deleted. It's like the frames of the bad thing are going to be highlighted, like with a mouse. You like drag over that bad thing, and then you just hit the delete button. And it's gone. And you smile, and the audience titters. That was so naughty. And then Jesus continues to smile, and we get a reward. This is the dais of Christ. This is the dais of Christ. Now, let me continue reading there. For all of us must be manifested in front of the dais of Christ, that each should be requited. Requited is paid. This is not judged. And the King James, I'm pretty sure, says they're judged. Each may be judged for that which he puts into practice through the body. And again, this is about practice. This is about things that we do, whether good or bad. So this is what I mean. There's not going to be any shying away from the bad stuff. It's good and bad being manifested there. But remember, though, that backing you the whole way is Christ. And he's our justifier. The only one with the power to condemn or to convict us is our justifier, Christ Jesus. So no one is going to bring any accusation against you. He says that of us now in this life. Who dare brings an accusation against God's chosen ones? That's now why we're while we're these little worms, you know, writhing in our mortality. At this point, we're all going to be made, I should have mentioned this, we have already been snatched away. We've already been given a spiritual body. We've already been made immortal. We've already been perfected. So it's just all that leftover stuff, the drag and drop delete. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Oh, it is. It is. So the requital will take place. And so, yes, I like this. I like this. And so, sure, it makes us to be careful about what we do in this life, but we're not worried about anything because Paul says in Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. So we're not going to worry. And we're just going to try to do our best and know that we don't come into judgment. We come into a requital. We come into a payment. We come into applause. I'm going to get to that word tomorrow because, yes, we will all receive applause from God. I really wanted to get that in today. I'm looking at my time. I can't do it. But I will get it in before the end of the week. In fact, I'm going to get it in tomorrow. How would you like to hear the applause of the universe? Go to the Kennedy Center Honors on YouTube. Listen to the applause. Multiply it times 100,000 and enjoy the rest of your day.